This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A new U.S. report projects that the number of people dying each day from the coronavirus pandemic in the United States is likely to markedly increase by June 1st, even as President Donald Trump is pushing states to reopen their economies. An internal government report published by the New York Times says the number of coronavirus fatalities could reach 3,000 a day in 4 weeks, up sharply from the current figure of about 1,750. The newspaper said the projections, based on modeling by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, forecast about 200,000 new cases each day by the end of May. That's about eight times the current daily figure of about 25,000. A Trump spokesperson pushed back against the new projection, saying it was not a White House document, nor has it been presented to the Coronavirus Task Force or gone through interagency vetting. White House said this data is not reflective of any of the modeling done by the task force. The president's phased guidelines to open up America, again, are a scientific-driven approach that the top health and infectious disease experts in the federal government agreed with. The stay-at-home directive that slowed the economy for much of April has ended, and Mr. Trump has indicated he will not renew it. Numerous state governors have eased restrictions on business closures, allowing hair and nail salons, gyms, restaurants, and shops to reopen in their states, although thousands of businesses remain closed. The National Institutes of Health says it has begun a study to help determine the infection rate of COVID-19 in children and their families. The government-funded study will try to assess what percentage of children infected with the coronavirus develop symptoms of COVID-19. It'll also try to analyze whether those rates vary between children with asthma. This is VOA.